Russ Watts, president of Watts Enterprises, came to the June 18th Midway City Council work meeting to give a report on the progress of their plans to purchase and revitalize the Homestead Resort. The project has been in motion for about 9 months. Watts reported to the council at the meeting that he felt that water funding and lending issues were all resolved, but the holdup on the project is a title issue.
It's an issue that really is stopping us from closing on the Homestead. There's a party that owns a parcel of property in the middle of the Homestead area that really controls where the roads kind of run and some of the unit layouts.
Watts told the council they've invested hundreds of thousands of dollars to help facilitate the sale of the resort. Now they're waiting and hoping that the issue can be resolved.
You're asking me flat out, can this be resolved? I don't know. I don't know, yeah.
KPCW has reached out to Watts Enterprises but has not heard back. Midway City Planner Michael Hinke said that if the title issue can be resolved, they are close to finalizing the amended master plan.
I think we're close. There's a couple of issues we still need to work out, but I think we're the majority of the way there. So if they can get this one issue worked out, I think we can move forward. Obviously, the city council has to have the final say on it, but that's where we've been working, trying to make sure those issues are taken care of. But there's still a couple of loose ends we need to tie up.
Watts Enterprises proposed four-phase revitalization project includes replacing nearly every structure at the Homestead Resort. Proposed amendments to the Homestead Resort Master Plan include more units, an additional mile of public trails, approximately 10 acres of additional open space, and over 100 more parking spaces. I'm David Boyle, KPCW News.